Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Found an interesting story myself for once on MLive.com, which is a local news source for the state of Michigan. The M presumably stands for Michigan. And they have a lot of stuff from around the state. And we're always fascinated when we see people who are involved in law enforcement or the courts have trouble with the law themselves. And this is an interesting one because a prosecutor from Michigan says he suffered a coughing fit during his alleged drunk driving crash. So we're talking about St. Joseph County. It's a far bottom left-hand corner of the state of Michigan is this. This is St. Joseph County down here. And he's a prosecutor named John McDonough who was arrested for alleged drunk driving, but he told emergency officials at the scene that he'd had a coughing fit before crashing his vehicle in May. According to a 911 call audio obtained by WWMT-TV, Channel 3, McDonough told dispatchers he lost control of his vehicle and crashed into a homeowner's fence in St. Joseph County's Lockport Township after he had his coughing fit. You might remember that's what caused all the trouble in Doc Hollywood when Michael J. Fox ran over the judge's fence. But that's another story altogether. When he called, he said, "Hey, this is John McDonough. I had a coughing fit and went off of Lover's Lane and ran over a fence." The dispatcher asked if McDonough was injured, to which he replied, "Yeah, I'm fine, but the fence is not." He told the dispatcher his Mercedes SUV would need to be towed, so of course they dispatched vehicles to the scene. Anyone who knows about the law will tell you that if you're involved in an accident that involves either personal injury or property damage, you need to know what your local laws are. Because generally speaking, leaving the scene of an accident with property damage might be a crime. Leaving the scene of an accident with personal injury might also be a crime. So this man should know this, and he would know this. So the crash was reported at 7:03 p.m. on Monday in the 17,000 block of Lover's Lane. The crash only involved McDonough's vehicle and, of course, the fence, and he was not injured. Now, McDonough was arrested following the crash for allegedly operating while intoxicated and having an open container of alcohol in the vehicle. It's unclear if the open container was related to his coughing fit. That, of course, is according to St. Joseph County Sheriff Mark Lillywhite. Lillywhite confirmed McDonough's name to MLive on May 12, but not that he was the county's prosecutor, which is an elected position. The sheriff confirmed that detail to the Sturgis Journal. After the initial call to dispatchers, McDonough then called back again, this time saying that he'd spoken to the homeowner, no problems, and he's ready to get on his way. And he said in the call, "I got out of there. I was able to talk to the homeowner. I think everything is all right." The dispatcher, however, told McDonough that a police officer was en route and that he should stay so the officer can talk with him. Then McDonough agreed to wait. Following the arrest, McDonough was lodged in the Cass County Jail, which is right next door, and released early the next day, according to online records. He has an arraignment set for later on this week in St. Joseph County District Court. So, as noted in the article, the man is elected to be the prosecutor of the county, St. Joseph County, and he says that he suffered a coughing fit, and that's what actually caused him to crash his vehicle. We do not have any details in the story about whether or not he took a preliminary breath test at the roadside. We do not know if he took any field sobriety tests at the roadside. And we do not know if he blew into a stepped-up version to check his blood alcohol content at the police station. We don't know many of those details. But, of course, the fact of the matter remains that he was, in fact, charged. And so there's some things we can presume about that. I hate to do too much presumption. But the fact that he's arrested and charged indicates that he may have done some of those things. That stuff will become public shortly. But the fact that he's an elected official, I've mentioned this before, that attorneys have got rules by which they're supposed to live by. Judges have rules that they're supposed to live by. There's actually a specific set of codes just for judges. And then there's a set of codes just for lawyers. And you might say, but Steve, aren't judges lawyers? Yes, they are. Judges have got two sets of codes, the ones for judges, the one for lawyers. And a prosecutor, likewise, has got to follow the rules for lawyers. And as an elected official, there's just a certain level of decorum you're supposed to bring to the office, I would think, that even though this might not be a specific thing that says, you know, these are the code of ethics for prosecutors. You know, no, it's just the rules for lawyers. But lawyers are told that you are supposed to do everything you can to avoid the appearance of impropriety. And I've also mentioned before that if you get convicted of a crime while you are a lawyer, you are required, at least in the state of Michigan, most states have a similar rule, you are required to notify the Bar Association and say, by the way, I've been convicted of a crime. And they will take action against your license. And if it's a very, very minor thing, they might reprimand you. They might suspend you for a couple days. They might suspend you for 30 days. I've mentioned before that a 30-day suspension doesn't sound like much, but it actually is, because you've actually got to notify all your clients, I'm not an attorney right now, for 30 days. And trust me. And if you had court things lined up, either you have to get them adjourned or get someone to cover them for you. I mean, it can be an inconvenience, especially for a sole practitioner. So as you can imagine, if you are the prosecutor, and we mentioned before that the attorney general, I think in the state of Indiana, is the one who got sanctioned by the Indiana bar for something that he was said to have done, lost his license for 30 days. And the question then becomes, what happens to the attorney general if he's not an attorney anymore? Technically, he's not qualified for office. So does he get kicked out of office? Do they make special arrangements for him? Does he get to take the office back after 30 days? Like, what happens? That right now is being sorted out in Indiana, as you might imagine. So the question then becomes, this guy here, who's arrested for drunk driving, as we call it colloquially. But the question then becomes is, if he's found guilty of this, what happens to his law license? And what happens to him as a prosecutor? And there's a major problem here. Now, obviously, at this moment in time, he's innocent. Trick question. He's always innocent until proven guilty. And so I point that out because that's something that some defense attorneys like to ask during jury selection to prove a point, is they'll point at their client and go, I have a question. Does anybody here know if this man is innocent or guilty? And invariably, somebody will say, no, we don't know that yet. And you say, no, we know what he is. He's innocent. He's innocent until proven guilty. So right now he's innocent. By definition, he's innocent. So the same is true of the prosecutor. Right now he's innocent. He's innocent. The question is, what will become of him if he gets convicted on any of these charges, or on this charge, if it's only one? And I don't know if there's any other charges, so I clarified that on purpose. But, you know, we'll see. So I will follow this story because it appears that there's a hearing, like I said, later this week, and we'll see what happens at that. I'm going to actually make a note. I don't often make notes to myself because I know this stuff pops up and people will remind me. I'm going to make myself a note to find out because MLive will do a follow-up on this because this is a pretty big deal. Because if the county prosecutor gets busted and gets charged and convicted of a crime, it's a big deal. But simply being arrested for and charged with a crime, whether you found guilty or not, it's the kind of notoriety you don't want, especially as an elected official. Now, I suspect that these positions are probably elected once every 4 years. I have to double-check that. But I think it's a four-year term. So the question then becomes, if he's not very far into his term, if he's allowed to ride out the rest of the term, what happens? But if he's not, like if he's coming up on an election, which is quite possible, the question then becomes, you know, does this become the point where the opponents start sharpening their knives? And I've mentioned before that a lot of the positions in Michigan are elected, and the prosecutor's one, the judges are another. We elect everybody, it seems. So we'll see what happens. But as of right now, he said it was a coughing fit that caused him to hit the fence, not the alcohol that is alleged to have been in his system. And the reason I'm laughing and pointing that out is that if you read the statutes on driving under the influence of something, the technical argument is that if you could prove that you crashed your car for a reason that had nothing to do with the alcohol, you might be able to make the argument that you can't get convicted for this. But it's such a weak and I think tenuous argument. Is that the right word, tenuous? I look it up, but I haven't got time. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, you got to say something. Hey, I didn't inhale, right? So you got to say something. Sometimes it's best to just not speak. hire an attorney. Even if you are an attorney, hire an attorney. Because an attorney can get in front of the press and say things with a straight face that you can't say. And that's what I would recommend for this gentleman. I don't know if he has or not. We'll see. Like I said, I'll update you. But as of right now, the prosecutor for the county of St. Joseph in Michigan says he hit a fence because he had a coughing fit, even though the police have apparently arrested him, charged him, prosecution has, people have, with operating under the influence, and the open intoxicant in the car, which is a problem at any time. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A file size that large, it might be very useful, but now it is gone.